Haman has a conversation with his family. After this terrible day in Haman's life, Haman wants to believe it's all coincidence. And this is the nature of a Amalek, that even in the face of open miracles, even when the Ribbono Shel Olam takes the Jewish people out of Egypt, and all the nations are very scared, nations across Israel, down to the Philistine territory, the powerhouses of Moab, everyone's scared. But Amalek's not scared. Amalek says, I'm going to go fight them. Why? Because Amalek's point is, let me at least think maybe it's a coincidence. And that's the way of Amalek, and that's the way of his great grandson Haman. Haman goes with that way as well. So even at that moment where he was coming to get Mordechai hung, and suddenly the king turns the table on him and says, quick, go grab the clothing, grab the horse, go do what you just said to Mordechai the Jew sitting at the king's gates. So Haman has to do the exact opposite of what he was about to do. So Haman's walking around all day saying, "Kacha yaseh la'ish asher ha'melech hafetz bikaro." Remember, Haman, you were planning today to view Mordechai hanging on that tree and enjoy the sight as you go enjoy your feast with Esther. And instead, how are you spending your day? Shouldn't you see God's hand in it? No, Haman doesn't see it. Bad luck, right? He comes to Mordechai, the Gemara says, and he finds Mordechai learning with them the halachos of kmitza, that when you offer a sacrifice, a flower offering before Hashem, you take 3 fingers worth kmitza as an offering. And he said to Mordechai, he said, look at you. You have 3 fingers worth that you offer a sacrifice to God, and your 3 fingers worth of flour beat my 10,000 loaves of silver that I offered the king. So he was able to recognize that he had lost something. But when he comes home to talk to his wife and his buddies, he says, it just happened. There's a coincidence that happened here. What does Haman say? He says, he tells them all, et kol asher karahu. The word karahu is the same asher karecha baderech. That's the word that Amalek always uses. Mikre, it's a coincidence. That's why he says asher karahu. He says, you know what coincidence happened today? Weird thing. The exact opposite of what I expected. They could see it's the hand of God, but he says, Asher Karau, he stuck to his. And that's why when Haman wants to uproot the Jews, he draws a lot. He wants to show everything depends on coincidence. It doesn't matter. The lot is what will decide the fate of the Jews. And Am Yisrael, we say nothing's a coincidence. Whatever's happening here, Hashem's guiding it. We don't always understand, but He's guiding it. When do we do a lot? We do a lot on Yom Kippur. And what we're showing is that even the holiest sacrifice, if I draw lots, Hashem will ensure that the right one goes where it should. Hashem is dedicating everything. We're saying you should know, even the goat that's going out to Azazel, that's also in honor of Hashem. Hashem's going to guide us over here, which one should be here and which one should be there. But everything that happens in our life, even when it seems that the lot is deciding it, is it going to be in honor of Hashem? Is it going to be Lazazel? All of that is Yad Hashem. That's the lot of Yom Kippur. That's when we draw lots. Amalek comes on the opposite side. Amalek comes and says, everything's extra, nothing's so planned in the world. There cannot be that something here happened on purpose. So Amalek looks at the foreskin. Why are they so into the foreskin? There's an extra piece of skin hanging there. It's a coincidence. They're not. Their whole approach is, what are you guys doing circumcising? Why does the circumcision interest Amalek? Because the circumcision is Hashem telling Avraham Avinu, I'm telling you, you have to take this off. It's part of my plan. I put it there so that you take it off, so that this is the covenant between me and you. And Amalek can't stand that we do that, because the epitome of saying Hashem is watching over us is saying, Hashem put that piece of skin on me so that I will cut it off and make a covenant with Him. That Amalek is anathema. No, there's just an extra piece of skin there. It's not. There's a piece of skin hanging in Amalek. It says when they would fight our wars, they would purposely slice off the male bris milah and toss it up to heaven and say, where's your covenant now? They would take. They would purposely toss it up to heaven and say, your covenant, right? Where are you? they would take the men that they had killed and cut off their male organ, toss it up to heaven and say, God, you say you have a covenant with these people. Where are you now? The Medrash Rabbah says, Vayagedlo Mordechai et kol asher karau. Esther sends out Hasach to ask Mordechai what's going on. What does Mordechai answer him? He tells him, kol asher karahu. Why does Mordechai use the word karahu? Karahu is the word of Amalek. Karahu means coincidence. He said to him, Hasach, go tell Esther that the grandson of karahu is on our tail now. Et kol asher karahu. He's telling her, the people who keep saying karahu, everything's a coincidence, they're the ones who are on our tail now. We have to get to action. And that's according to this, we could also understand better what Mordechai tells Esther. Maybe this is the moment you came to be a queen. In other words, we always knew there was a reason behind this. We always knew you didn't get there for nothing. You didn't want it. I didn't want it. Why did this happen to you? We were always looking for the reason. Maybe this is the reason. In other words, our whole approach is the opposite of Amalek. Even when something terrible happens, his own wife is taken to the palace, he says, I know God's behind it, and I don't know what he's planning, but we will see.